Hey, Richie McCormack here from OTB's Rugby Daily. We'll keep you up to date throughout this year's Six Nations. So subscribe to Off The Ball Rugby and you can listen to Rugby Daily for free wherever you get your podcasts.
The Six Nations. Join in the obsession. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack and on the way, England head coach Steve Borthwick is set to make at least one change for Saturday's Six Nations fixture with Ireland. Wales reveal their starting 15 for their date with France and a trio of Ulster players commit their futures to the province. First up today, Emmanuel Faye-Wabosso is set to make his first start for England in Saturday's Six Nations test with Ireland. The Exeter winger has been an ever-present among the England replacements during this year's competition and made a try-scoring cameo in their Calcutta Cup defeat a fortnight ago. According to The Telegraph, Faye-Wabosso will likely replace Elliot Daly in the England back three. Leicester lock George Martin and scrum half Alex Mitchell may also come into the starting side, but Marcus Smith may have to settle for a place on the bench. Veteran Ireland prop Cian Healy has been asked how this current England side stack up against some of their predecessors.
A few differences, yeah. I think defensively they're going all right. I think off attack there's a lot of big ball carriers. You're missing the all like Benny Villapola and stuff, but Ben Earl and the like have been adding some serious venom to the attack. I think they're a pretty sound structure, and I think what we'll probably more lean into is how their structure is going to deal with us and how we can perfectly execute to stress that and make that struggle.
Victory at Twickenham could secure the Six Nations Championship as early as this weekend, but Healy says it's not something being considered by the Ireland squad.
Oh, I'll talk about that after. You know, we'll go out and we'll bang out our best performance possible, and if that happens, great, super stuff. You know, we've stuff to fix up tomorrow in training before we even get to performing on match day, and you know, it's a nice place to be in. It's a really good place to be in. Everyone has dug in and put the team in this position, and it's down to the team now to deliver for the weekend, and if all goes well, happy days.
Rugby Daily on Off The Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrades to Dove Men 72-hour advanced deodorant. Tough on sweat, not on skin. Three Ulster players have committed their futures to the province. Prop Tom O'Toole and centre James Hume have both signed deals tying them to the Kingspan Stadium until 2027, while flanker Sean Raffle will remain with Ulster for the next two seasons. Meanwhile, Ulster's head of rugby operations, Bryn Cunningham, has spoken of the need for the team to re-establish its bond with the community. He was speaking to Ulster Rugby TV ahead of the arrival of interim head coach Richie Murphy, and Cunningham says it is a pivotal moment for Ulster Rugby.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the short term, as I said, it's very much about getting those three key principles in place, because I think that will drive a level of consistency with our performance, and I think that's key. That's something where I think as a province we've faltered over the last few seasons. We've been up here at times and then down here, and that probably leads to a lot of frustration for people watching on, and we've definitely lost a little bit of connection with our supporter base, and maybe more than that, you know, maybe you know, media at times, past players at times, all sorts of different areas that I feel really passionate about. We need to get them back on board and get them supporting Ulster Rugby fully again, and that, because I know deep down everybody wants Ulster Rugby to succeed. I know that, you know, and we've got to try and find every way we can to make sure that people are proud of coming here and supporting us and seeing a really good product on the pitch and seeing guys out there enjoying themselves. So the first part is more about that environment and that culture and making sure that it's really good, making sure that everybody's really aligned to what we're doing. And then it's building on that. Obviously, you've got to build. That alone won't win things, you know. We need to build then the level of detail and some of the creativity and the individual brilliance then on top of that, which makes it the overall sort of package. But one thing I'll be very conscious about is I won't want to be talking about winning things. I think we've talked a little bit about that too much over the past few seasons, and sometimes that raises expectations to a level that's probably not appropriate. You know, we're playing against teams that have double our budgets at times, that have a depth of squad that we're never going to probably match. We got to know internally that we're more than capable in our day of beating anybody, and that's what we've got to be about. That we can, and we've done it in the past, and we'll hopefully continue to do that in the future. But if we can build that level of enjoyment and energy and competitiveness and that consistency to our performances, then hopefully that will get us challenging more and more all the time, more consistently, and that's where we want to be.
Getting back to the Six Nations, and Warren Gatland has made five changes to the Wales team for Sunday's visit of France to Cardiff. There's a new centre partnership of Joe Roberts and Owen Watkin, with George North dropping out of the matchday squad entirely. Hooker Ryan Elias is in for Elliot D. Daffod Jenkins moves to blindside flanker, allowing Will Rowlands to be promoted to the second row from the bench. Jenkins' switch means Alex Mann is among the replacements this week. So that Wales team will have Cameron Winnett continuing at full back, the wings once again manned this week by Josh Adams and Rio Dyer. Joe Roberts and Owen Watkin, as I mentioned, being that centre partnership. Sam Costello and Thomas Williams continue their partnership in the halfbacks. It's a front row of Gareth Thomas, Ryan Elias and Kieran Azzurati. Will Rowlands and Adam Beard are in the second row. Daffod Jenkins is named a blindside flanker. Tommy Raffle is on the open, and Aaron Wainwright will continue at number 8. France head coach Fabien Galthié won't name his team until closer to Sunday, but is expected to make a number of changes according to reports in the media there. Emmanuel Miafu will make his debut, likely replacing the injured Pasola Tuilagi. Miafu will be partnered by Thibaut Flamont, packing down behind a front row that will include, for the first time since the opening game of the World Cup, Julien Marchand. Thomas Ramos could move from fullback to fly half, where he'll be partnered in the halfbacks by Racing's Nolan Le Garec. Bordeaux centre Nicolas Deporter will take the place of the suspended Jonathan Danty. And back to Wales, or perhaps not, and prop Rhys Carey looks set for a return to Saracens. The 26-year-old spent one season at the English Premiership club, leaving in 2020 when Sarries felt the bite of the salary cap. Carey returned to Cardiff, but he'll be back at the Stone X next season, according to reports, which will place his international career on hold, barring a change in Wales cap rule. He is yet to feature in this year's Six Nations, however. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.